Welcome to this amazing show. My name is Michael Peters. I am your host for today, and I'm a travel entrepreneur. I'm a business person. This is Smart Growth. Smart Growth is designed for entrepreneurs, for startups, business owners. So if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, if you're, you know, even thinking at all about the business world, this is your one stop. Right, you get advice, you get business nuggets, you know, that helps you. You learn from people's stories, you know, and you also have the opportunity to meet with startups, see what they've done, see what you can do, and how you can move your business from point A to point B. So, welcome again to Smart Growth, and this is your own show. I have in the room today an amazing, amazing lady, a business, you know, person, and so. Welcome, Tayo. Can we meet you? Sure.
Hi, everyone. My name is Isiak Latifat Omotayo, face behind Tayonina Connections.
What did you call it again?
The face behind Tayonina Connections.
Tayonina Collections. Is it connections or collections?
Collections.
Connections. So you're connecting people. Okay, that's beautiful. So what is this business about?
It's all about fashion. I sell both male and female quality wears. Sneakers, corporate wear, shoes, jewelries, perfumes, kitchen utensils, etc.
I mean, amongst many other things that, you know, a good-looking smart lady would do, why did you choose fashion?
Because I know everyone wants to look good all the time.
Everyone wants to look good all the time. So you want to help them look good?
Yes.
Oh, amazing.
By supplying them the product that I have.
Oh, so what inspired you?
My mom.
What about your mom?
Oh, she's fine. She used to do, like, she owns a shop, when I was little, and I do follow her to store and all that. From there, I started having passion about business that this can really work for me if I could focus more on it.
So that's where the business mindset started growing from.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long have you been doing this business for?
I think I've been doing online business 2 years back now.
2 years?
Yes.
2 years. That's quite long. And how has it been?
It's fine, but still managing.
So for the first year business.
It's
an online business.
Yes.
So what are your clientele like? Who are the people that patronize you?
Most people I do sell to FAG members. Those people who work with New Life.
Okay.
And I sell to students also. Normal casual people that work in the bank.
So do you have like where you sell? I mean like platforms that you use in selling your business?
Yes. I make use of TikTok, WhatsApp, Instagram.
Okay, nice.
These are my platform.
Amazing. How do you... Because this is not like you don't make this. You just sell. Right? So you get them in wholesale... And, you know, you sell to...
Payment valid order.
Okay.
Because I do post pictures of items. It's not that when you order, you get what I order versus what I got, all those kind of stuff. Anything you order for, that's what I'm going to supply.
And talking about what you ordered versus what I got.
Okay.
I mean, I've had my fair share of that ordeal where I ordered something and I got something else.
Before I send a product to a customer, I'll have to send you a live video of what you make payments for, what you are buying. Even if I send the editing picture, I'll make sure I send you a live video that, okay, you should be well assured that this is what you paid for.
Right. And so what made you have that, you know, value to always want to get across to your customers exactly what they are saying on your platforms? Did you have any experience, you know, of you trying to get something and they deliver something else to you?
Whenever things like that occur, I won't even let the customers know about it. I will have to return it back to the supplier. Then maybe if I promise the person in 3 working days or 4 working days, I might have to adjust the date. That, okay, should be patient with me. That you should be sorry for the inconvenience, all those stuff that's... Right. I will deliver his package.
Right.
So since I know it's from my own end, not the customer, since I've not supplied it yet, so I have to fix everything before I deliver it out.
Fine. And how many customers do you have right now?
Right now, I think customers that they are consistent. I think about 50, but there are odd, some people, sometimes they refer me to people and stuff.
So like 50 customers you have right now.
Yes.
What was your first sales like? The very first time you started this business, I made your first sale. Can you remember it?
I can't remember. But can't remember. Because wow, sometimes those my consistent customers are just like 50 pots. Sometimes I might just wake up in the morning, strange number, message me, I want to buy so items. So don't really count people that buy items from me in a day.
You don't count. Okay. So what is your revenue like? Like how much do you make a month?
As a profit or as the money that like came in from the business or what?
Yeah, the revenue is like both profit, like everything, like all the money that comes in.
Okay, sometimes 2 million, sometimes 1.5, and sometimes I make about, maybe if I sold dining for a customer, and some dining costs 1 million plus.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you said dining sets.
Yes, furniture.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I said it is, because when I do post a lot on my page, so for people to know what I'm really into.
So your what you sell is not just for people can afford, like the general people. You also sell premium, you know, items. Oh, nice.
So I sell varieties of items. So if you go to my page, you can buy something as low as 1,000 naira.
Like what? What did you say, 1,000?
Chain.
Okay.
Because I sell jewelry. Chain. As low as 1,000 naira. So I have everyone's budget. It's not that you say maybe things you see on my page, page like you can't afford this, all those kind of stuff. I will tell you can. Because I will bring down to your own level. That okay, maybe if you are buying polo of 20,000, you want to do one of 10,000, I will still deliver for you. Because it's available.
Right.
I will let you know the quality is different.
So that's good. And the next question would be, what is the challenge you're having in your business right now?
The challenge I do have is sometimes if you do not know the, like you have been buying something for a vendor for years back, they might disappoint you. Like, go away with your money.
What does that mean? Go away with your money.
Like, for example, you might purchase an item like, okay, these are what you pick. Maybe you want to buy like 5 pairs of shoe. And the end of the day, after you ask him to go and weigh it, later, he won't pick all those kind of stuff. So we face those challenges most time.
So you buy from where? From China?
I buy from China, but not really China, because I don't do pre-order. Sometimes I get my item from working store. That's I know they are legit. They don't sell fake products.
And what are you doing, you know, actively to work on that? Because, you know, for example, if I see this sneakers is your product, right? If I see the sneakers and I want to buy like 5 different sizes, and I, you know, send you a message to say, oh, I need 5 different sizes of these sneakers, and before I made that order, you know, you have someone that can supply you this thing, and then you find out that this person is not picking your calls, what do you do?
I will have to use my money to get another shoe for the customer, because it happened to me, and I know how to collect my money back from the person that did not pick his or her call. I will know how to fix that.
So meaning that you have more than one vendor for a particular product?
Yes.
Okay, that solves the problem. So how do you increase your clientele? Because you have 50 clients right now.
Yes.
So I don't want to ask about how much profit you make, right? Because with 50 clients, I don't know. Are you making like enough profit?
If a customer wants to buy an item from me, like, they don't just buy one particular thing. Sometimes they pick in varieties. At the end of the day, maybe if I calculate their money, 1 plus, 200 plus, 300 plus, it depends on what they are buying. Because some people, they will just say, okay, they want to change wardrobe, they want to do this, so they buy in varieties.
So if another question is, how do you increase your client base?
Most times, maybe if I'm in school, I do tell people, advertise, I do give them flyer that, this is what I'm into. Please patronize my business. I'm legit, because people are afraid of scams everywhere. So, and sometimes maybe if I'm walking in the streets, if I see someone, I'm not always afraid to approach someone. Just let you know, this is what I'm into. If you can buy from me, that I'm legit, all this kind of stuff.
So I'm going to flip this particular question. If you ask me anything right now, what would it be?
Like what?
If about your business,
yes,
something that will help your business, if you're going to ask me, what would it be? Or you don't need help in your business.
You're I need good. To patronize my business because when you buy from me, it's
part so you need of more people to patronize your business. Patronize
me, yes.
How many people do you think you need a month?
In a month?
Yes, to patronize you. How many people?
Like 200 or 300.
Like 200 or 300?
Yes.
And you're people on 50 right now?
Yes.
You're on 50 right now?
Yes.
So let me give you a trick. Every time you're in business for whatever product you sell. So again, there's always an indicator, which is called demand. Your demand is an indicator. Demand tells you the interest of the people about that product, right?
Yes.
If this is the product, let me use your shoes, right? So you post this shoe and 10 people ask for this shoe. What you do is record your testimonials about the shoe. Somebody just ordered, sent you money, you know, paid. And then you ask, how was it? Did you like it? Not voice call.
Reviews from customers,
right? Once you do that review, you can use that review to retarget those kind of customers on your social media. So you do TikTok, yeah. Right? So run ads. Run ads. This is what you sell. This customer likes what I sell. Do you understand? So we increase from... So because if you have 50 customers a month, the question is, how do you break that down into days? So 50 customers a month means that at least 2 customers patronize you a day. Maybe 3.
Sometimes.
Right? We want to increase that to like 10 a day. And then increase that to like 15 a day. Increase that to like 20 a day. How do you do that? Consistent ads. Consistent ads. And are you going to make a good ad? This is what I... You know... For what you don't have to be shy. Again, make your own noise. Tell your own story. This is what I sell. If you want in this side, I sell this, I sell that, I do this, I do that. And also find somebody. For example, there's a lady that makes noise on
Paramount.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you cannot influence for yourself, because people are influencing for themselves, you don't need a big influencer to influence for you.
Yes.
You can become your own influencer. Shout about what you do. Do videos and there's something I do, it's called the 90-day millionaire. Make millionaires in 90 days. And one of your commitments is that you must post about your product every day for 90 days. If you can do that successfully every day for 90 days, number one, what will happen to you is your page will grow significantly, you have more reach, you have more customers, and you can leverage on that. And people will begin to come to you. Suppliers will now come to you and say, I have this. Can you sell it? I'm giving it to you as this particular amount. You can sell it at whatever amount you want. Do you get?
Yes.
So 90 days. Leverage on your social media, especially TikTok. Most of your customers to buy jewelry, people are stacking different kinds of jewelry, you know, knuckles and all of this. So knuckles. So the market is big for you. So leverage on that. Don't think of money because you don't need money to do anything, right? Suppliers, so your suppliers are there. So all you need is customers.
Yes.
Make noise. Enough noise. Consistent noise for 90 days. And watch everything change. And also have an inventory. Keep record. Don't keep mental record. That's another thing I see about, you know, new startups. They keep mental record about their business. They don't keep an actual record. So if I ask, okay, today how much did you make? At the end of the day, I sold 2 items at this amount. I made this amount as profit. We keep that record. I will begin to watch as that thing grows. You need more people. Keep good record, but make more noise about the people. And I think you're going to have an amazing one. So thank you so much, Tayo.
Thanks for having me.
What's the name of your brand again?
Tayonina Connections.
So tell the camera... Patronize me.
Guys, please patronize me.
Where can they find you?
On TikTok, WhatsApp.
At what's the username?
My TikTok page is Tayonina Connection. Why my WhatsApp? I will drop my contact. So you guys should patronize me. Please.
Please patronize
Tayonina. Please patronize me.
Yes. Thank you very much.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.